This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. European countries have begun to close schools and cancel surgeries, going well beyond curbs on social life as overwhelmed authorities face their nightmare scenario of a COVID-19 resurgence right before the onset of winter. Most European nations eased lockdowns over the summer to start reviving economies already heading for unprecedented downturns and job losses from the pandemic's first wave. But the return of normal activity from packed restaurants to new university terms fueled a sharply rising spike in cases all over the continent. The Czech Republic, which has Europe's worst rate per capita, has shifted schools to distance learning, and hospitals started cutting non-urgent medical procedures to free up beds. Bars, restaurants, and clubs have shut. In Belgium, with Europe's second worst infection rate per capita, hospitals now have to reserve a quarter of their beds for COVID-19 patients. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces opposition calls to impose another national lockdown in England, but has so far resisted. He defended his plan to reduce growing rates of COVID-19 cases, dismissing opposition calls for another national lockdown by saying his regional approach would work. Britain's transport minister said Wednesday his coronavirus testing plans would get more people flying in the months ahead, sounding an optimistic note at a time when travel companies are struggling to survive. A 14-day quarantine for arrivals from most countries could be replaced by an as-yet-unspecified shorter isolation period, followed by a negative test result under plans the transport minister set out last week. Russia will resume flights to Japan, Cuba, and Serbia, the government said Wednesday. The government said it had authorized 2 flights a week to the Serbian capital, Belgrade, as well as 2 flights a week to 2 Cuban airports and 3 flights to Tokyo. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan said Wednesday 2 military helicopters collided and crashed in the embattled southern Helmand province, killing at least 9 people on board. Separately, Taliban insurgents raided security outposts in other provinces and killed more than a dozen government forces. Provincial authorities in Helmand said 2 Russian-made Mi-17 helicopters were evacuating wounded soldiers when both went down in Nawa district Tuesday night. The district center was said to be under a Taliban attack at the time. Longtime foes Lebanon and Israel launched unprecedented talks Wednesday over their disputed sea border in a brief meeting, which the lead Lebanese negotiator described as, quote, the first step on a 1,000-mile journey, end quote. The talks were mediated by the United States, which has pushed for years for negotiations to resolve the argument over potentially gas-rich Mediterranean waters. 2 Lebanese military helicopters were seen bringing the delegation to the meeting. The Lebanese team was led by a military officer and Israeli side by the director general of its energy ministry. They broke up after barely an hour and agreed to meet again in 2 weeks. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is facing a fresh round of questioning this morning as hearings have resumed. During Tuesday's nearly 12-hour session, Judge Barrett declined to answer a range of questions from senators on how she might rule on legal disputes she would face if confirmed to fill a crucial vacancy on the country's highest court. 48-year-old Barrett is a favorite of U.S. conservatives looking to give the court a decided 6-3 conservative majority. This is how things sounded Wednesday morning on NASA TV. And with that, a trio of space travelers launched successfully to the International Space Station for the first time using a fast-track maneuver to reach the orbiting outpost in just 3 hours. It has landed. NASA's Kate Rubins and 2 Russian cosmonauts lifted off as scheduled at 10:45 a.m. Pro-democracy protesters gathered in Bangkok Wednesday amid concerns of possible confrontation with police or rival government supporters. Organizers had been hoping for tens of thousands to turn up to keep up momentum established by a rolling series of mass rallies that started in July. Part of the protesters' agenda includes a call for the monarchy's reform and audacious smashing of Thailand's biggest taboo. Protests in Lagos continued for a 6th day Tuesday, with Nigerians demonstrating against police brutality and the government. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.